What's the best way to move people and supplies across a desert? Well, the answer may depend on what desert you are attempting to cross. The U.S. military decided to think outside the box. What resulted was an unusual sight to see in the mid-1800s. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. There's still time to reserve your spot with us to Brazil this January 29th through February 7th. This is the perfect time to head south. In fact, the amazing trip is priced below many similar length trips that stay right here in the U.S. And you'll be staying in outstanding hotels, including great meals and the sights you want to see. We'll be touring Rio just months ahead of the Olympic Games. Plus, we'll get into the countryside to see farms and ranches and much, much more. I posted our latest brochure. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com or simply call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in no place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
It all began with a goal of moving people and supplies across the country.
They were trying to find an all-weather road all the way across the United States. There was one that was being proposed that went through Utah, and there was one proposed to go through Yuma. A man named Lieutenant Beale came up with the idea of going in between because there's less mountains and there's less desert coming this way.
Vicki Sayer says that way passed through what is today Kingman, Arizona and Laughlin, Nevada. Soon, Lieutenant Beale had proposed the help of an interesting group of animals to assist with building that road.
He also found out that they had camels available. They were already in Texas. He used the camels on this road.
Soon, a caravan of camels was under the direction of the U.S. military, blazing a trail through the American Southwest. It had its ups and downs.
The camels were out here just for a couple of trips across, and they did quite well. According to Beale, he said that they could eat anything. They could pack more on them than they could with mules. They also said that the only problem they had was that the soldiers couldn't speak Arabic, so they had a hard time dealing with the camels. The camels would spit on you if they got upset.
The route and the camels all proved to be good ideas, but something else intervened.
His plan was to bring it all the way across. Unfortunately, the Civil War happened, so they went with the northern route, and the railroad went through Utah.
So what happened to those camels? A new and interesting tale was soon to unfold, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Bullhead City, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.